The idea that the Bible is a stuffy old religious book that belongs to a different era is a pretty popular one these days. In fact, it has its critics, even amongst God's own people, people who profess to believe in Jesus. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. To be perfectly honest, some of the things you read in the Bible do seem less relevant today than perhaps they may have been back when they were written, in a different culture, in a different time. That's why it's so easy for some to dismiss the Bible as being largely irrelevant today. The role of women has changed. These days they're no longer chattels, but in many cases, highly educated, effective leaders with so much more to offer. How can we possibly believe what the Bible says about husbands and wives? We know so much more about the psychology and physiology of sexuality these days. How can we possibly believe what the Bible says on that particular subject? And so the thinking goes. The mistake we make, though, is in imagining that the Word of God was any more popular back when it was written than it is today. It wasn't. The Israelites rejected and killed prophet after prophet. Hey, they nailed God's own son to a cross because they didn't like what he had to say. No, there's nothing new under the sun. God's word has always been unpopular. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." See, when God speaks, He speaks for our benefit. All that was written in the former days was written for our instruction, for our benefit, so that we could see things through His eyes. So the question really is, will we shoot the messenger or listen to God? That's His word, fresh for you today. Hey, on a completely different subject, one of the problems that we're struggling with in this day and age is the pandemic of obesity. But slaying that dragon in our lives is in fact much easier than you may think. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called 5 Secrets to Losing Weight and Keeping It Off. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.